Vishana. Somebody that was Kareya, he learned, Rashi says, Mikri learned the Psukim, Vishana, and he even learned Mishnais, but Veloishimesh Tamid Chachamim. He was not Mishamesh, he didn't learn by a Rebbe. Which Rashi says that means, Lilmoid Svaras HaGemara. Really, it means to say, did not learn Gemara, did not know the reasoning for the Mishnaisin. Betamei HaMishni, doesn't know the real reason for the Mishnaisin. So, Mahim Rashu, why is he called a Rasha? Shein Torah Soy Al-Buryev, he doesn't know the real Pshat, he doesn't know the real Torah. V'yein Lilmoid HaMeni, that's what's learned from him. Shaydei HaTamim Yeshchilik B'Yisav Heter, because he only knows the Mishnais. But if he would have learned the Gemara, he would have known the reason why something is Asa, why something is Mutter. But in Imamnis, L'schus L'chayiv, he would know he's Potter L'chayiv. Who v'tayr was the time of the Torah. For the Yom HaMakam HaDuchti, Ma'atam HaMarochi, Ma'amar HaMahochi. We have to explain why does he say this way, why does he say that way. And my B'nai, what's the difference? Equally, what the difference is? Kach v'kach. You have to know the reasoning. But the Yorim, who, this person, Shashemeyes Koloi Shane Mishnaisov, his somebody hears this person learning Mishnais, Kisavru Shabaki Betameyim. The person thinks that he's a big buck, he knows all the reasoning. Venoigim by Kovik Tatamid Chachamim. And they give him respect like a Talmud Chacham, really is not. Really, he only knows the Mishnais, and he doesn't know the Talmud Torah, doesn't know the Gemara. That's also called a Rosh Arim. And Itma, we're not like this. That if somebody is Kara Vishana, somebody learned Mikra, Chumish, and Mishnais, but Veloishimish Tamid Chachamim, he did not learn the explanation of the Mishnais and the Gemara, is Reb Lezo Ayma Reze Amoritz. That person was called an Amoritz. And Lugay Lalocha, that he's Choshen Alamais, was Vila Tyrus. Like he doesn't know the Lochas clearly. Reshmu Ban Achmeni Yama Reze Bur. He's even called a Bur. Rashi says, Garua Mi Amoritz, even worse than an Amoritz. A bur means like an uncultivated ground. Means like a person also has to steigeis. So if you're uncultivated like an Amoritz, that's called a bur. You didn't work over yourself. Rabbi Yana Yama Reza Kusi. Imam Shavu Kusi's Rashi. Interesting. The Yosu Lechot Piti. He can't even eat his bread. V'yem, he can't drink his wine. The Chivon Zelo Shimash Chachamim. Since he never learned Gemara, Ein Makbara Divrei Chachamim. L'daitam. He doesn't know klur what the lachas are. He only sits and learns Mishnayis that people should think he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't know the halachas. Different Rishant and Mamash Chacham with the Rabbanon, he has din like a goy that he can't eat his bread, he can't drink his wine. Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar raised them Mugush. He's called like a Kishuf. He's called like a witchcraft, a witch. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Mestava Rav Acha by Yaakov. It's a svar like him. The Yarmer Yinshu with Tia Magushav Lo Yadamai. What's a witchcraft? We don't know what he's doing here. Also, we don't know what the guy's doing. He looks like he knows and he doesn't know. Omar Tony Tonov Lo Yodamai Omar. He looks as if he learned a lot, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe that's called like a mogish, like a witch. All right, we'll stop here. Maybe he's just learning. You're holding up Chov Beis Amar Aleph again. Top Gemara again. Itma Korah Vishonov. Somebody learned Korah means he learned Mikra, learned Chumash Vishonin, and he learned Mishnayis. But v'loy shimish Talmud Chacham, he did not mishamish learn by a Talmud Chacham, which Rashi explains means he did not learn like Gemara, he did not know the reasoning for the Mishnayisin. So such a person is Reb Lezoi Mareza Amoritz. That's called an Amoritz. If you don't learn Gemara, you don't know the reasoning for the Mishnayisin, the Stiris, that's not called a complete learning, it's called an Amoritz. Reb Yishmuel Ban Achmeni Yamareza Bur. It's even worse. Called the bur, an uncultivated person. A bur means uncultivated land. So he's worse than an Amoritz. Because he didn't finish his learning, he didn't learn the way he's supposed to. Rav Yana Yomar Reza Kusi. He's even called like a Kusi, like a guy. And Rashi Taka learns, V'yosu Lechol Piti, you can't eat from his bread. V'yena, from his wine. The Chivon Shalei Shimosh Chachamim, since he did not learn by a chachamim, einai machbid al divrei chachamim ledaitam, he doesn't care to know what the chachamim really say. V'lo yishana el laharis atzma katam chachamim. His learning is only like a fool. It's a fool us. He's only want to show off. Such a learning is no good. But with Rabbanon though, they gave him a din like a kusi. Ravacha by Yaakov Oime Hareza Mogush. A person that did not learn Gemara is called like a Mogush, like a magician. Mogush. And Omer of Nachman, Rashi says mechashiv. Hoichis esenayim v'goyin v'salavavis. He like steals our hearts. Here also this person looks like he learned a lot, and really he didn't. He's not makpirid. Does not know the real halachas. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mistavra Kravacher by Yaakov. That's the svara. The Yamri Yinshik, as people say, Rotin Magusha, a Mogush means a magician, does things. We don't know what he's doing. Omar Tanito, the same thing, this person also, he says he learned a lot. He doesn't know what he's saying. A person does not go bother to learn the Gemara, he can't say he knows, he's only fooling us. Tana Rabbanan, what's in a price like this? Eizeyu Amoritz, who's called an Amoritz? Kol She'enoi Kareya Kriya Shema Shachris V'Yarvis. Rabbi Meir says somebody that did not say Kriya Shema with its brachas in the morning and evening, that's called an Amoritz. So Rashi says, Dovadai Eini Yodei Klum. If he doesn't do this, for sure he knows nothing. Avul Yodeya Likrois V'Kara Lo Yamoritzu. But someone knows how to read, and he learned, he reads, where it says Kriya Shema, he's not called an Amoritz. The Chacham Amarim Nechom say though, Kol She'eino Miniyak Tfilin. Somebody that does not put on tefillin, he's called an Amoritz. Ben Azza Yoimea Kol She'ein Lo Tzitzis Bebigdoi. He's not wearing tzitzis in his begid. Rebbe Yonasin Ben Yosef Oimer, Kol She'eish Lo Bonim V'einoi Megadlom Lul Metara. Somebody that has children and does not teach them to learn Torah, that's called an Amoritz. Achirim Oimrim, others say, Afilu Kareya V'Shoina. No, even if he learns Chumash, and he learns Mishnayis, V'Shoina, but for Lo Shimesh, a Talmud Chacham, he was not Mishamash, he did not learn by a Talmud Chacham, which Rashi explains means he does not learn Gemara, he does not know the reasoning for the Mishnayis, is there Amoritz? That's called an Amoritz. Kara v'loy shana, let's say he learned Chumash, but v'loy shana he did not learn Mishnayis, he has a reizeh bur, that's even worse, he's called a bur, like an uncultivated ground. Loy kara v'loy shana, if he did not even learn Chumash, and not Mishnayis, is all of akasavayim on him, the Pasuk says, v'zaratiyas v'es yisroviyas v'es yehuda, zerodam v'zera behema, like our plant in v'es yisrovi and v'es yehuda, zera seeds of a man, and zera behema. Like this person has come out like a behemoth, a person that did not learn, not Chumash and not Mishnayis. Yeah. Right, the Pasuk says, in Mishlei, Yiroas Hashem beniva melech, you should be my son, you should have Yiroas Hashem, and from the melech, but v'yim shonim al tisorif. But people that do shonim, we'll soon see what that means, don't mingle with them. Al tisorif, don't be with them. So what does it mean? What's v'yim shonim? What does shonim mean? So, Omer Rav Yitzchok Elu Sheshoinim Halochis. People that learn Halochis. So Rashi says again, Halochis here means he only learns the Halochis that it says in the Mishnayis, and he doesn't go to really understand the reasoning for it. So Rashi says again, Shaloi Shimshu Le Talmud Chachomim. He did not learn by a Talmud Chachom. Vloi Hikpidu Al Tamiya Mishnayis. And he was not makpid to know clear the reasoning for the Mishnayis. That's no good. Tamara says, Pshita, of course, like that's not a good, someone like that that's going to tell you the wrong halacha, stay away from him. Tamara says, no, Mal the time I would have thought to say, Shoinim bechet. You know what the pshat of Shoinim means? People that do a chet, do the avera twice. From those people, you should stay away. You should stay away. And Ukid Rafuna, like Rafuna, the Yom Rafuna, Rafuna always says, that Kivon Sheovar Odom Avera Veshonabo. If somebody does an avera once, and then he does it twice. Is hutruloi. It's to him as if it's mutter. Rashi says, doime b'yein of heter. Now to him it looks like it's allowed to do it. The first time you do an avera, you feel bad. You gave into your tzara, it bothers you. The second time you did it already, you get used to it, and now you think you're allowed to do it. So maybe I would have thought that's pshan this pasuk v'yim shenim. Means people that do averas twice, al tzara, don't mingle with them. Kamash mula, no, that's not pshan the pasuk. The pasuk means rather, shayna means people that only learn halachas, means from the Mishnayis, and does not really know the real reasoning for the halachas. Tanya, we learned like this. Ha tenoyim mavli yoylam. People that tenoyim, the same thing, learn only the Mishnayisin, don't really know what they're learning, they're people that destroy the world. For the Gemara mavli yoylam sakadaitoch, Said Rashi, Mahim Gorim Lacherim, what are they causing so bad for the people? They're learning for themselves. Why should that be somebody like that's destroying the world? How is he destroying the world? So Gemara says, Amar Ravina, it means to say, Shemurin Halacha Mitoch Mishnosan. It means to say that they tell other people the psak, they think they know how to paskin, and they tell other people the psak halach, and all they know is just the Mishnais. So they tell them over the wrong halachis. That's called Mavli Yoylem. They're destroying the world. They're making mistakes in the halacha. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like this also. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned that Amr Bishua, Vichy Mavli Yoylem, hey, are they people that are destroying the world? For Halloy Miyashuba Yoylem, hey, for care, they're making the world live. They're learning halachis. They're making the world stay. Shunemma, the Pasuk says, Halichais Oylem Loy. Like Halichais. Vidasha means people that learn halachis, they keep the world going. Ella, the pshat over here is, Shemoyrin halacha mitech mishnasan. It means they don't learn the right halachis. They teach over halachis and all they know is just the mishnayis. They don't know the real reasoning for the halachis. They say over the wrong halachis. That's no good. Right, then the Mishnah says, another one that's mavlu yoylem, people that destroy this world, is Isha Purusha. An Isha that's Purush, that shows precious, he stays away. She's a phony. So Mercy says this, Tana Rabbanin, Besula Tzalainis. If you have Besulas, young girls, that Tzalainis means they daven a lot. Shrashi Balas Tvilo. They look as if they're davening a lot. V'yalmona Shevevis. An Amona widow, that Shevevis goes around to speak to all her neighbors. She's always in the neighbor's house. Shrashi Balas Shcheinois Holchois Humavakera Shcheinois Sehetamin. She's always busy visiting her neighbors. Okay. Yeah, so that's called the Amona Shevevis. And the Koton, Shiloh Kololoi Chadoshev, a kid that did not end his months. We'll soon see what that means. Usually that means a baby that's born less than 9 months. That's what it means usually. Here not. We'll soon see what that means. But these three type of people is Harei Elo Mavli Elam. These type of people also like destroy the world. Yeah. So Mar says, Aini, it's not that way. The Yomar Rabbi Yechanan said, Lamadnu Yiras Chet Mibesula. I learned Yiras Chet from a Besula, from a young girl that was davening a lot. So here you see, it's something good. It's good for girls to daven a lot. How come here we say if they daven a lot, they're daven a lot, they're Mavli Yoylam? And who Adinamar says, V'kibul schar me'almona. Rabbi Yechanan says he was mekabul schar from an almona. Means, Rashi says, Shoyse terachas atzma yoyse min atzorech. Because the mekabul schar is sur an almona that went around doing mitzvahs very carefully to try and get a lot of reward. So like we'll soon see. So he learned from this, Shayitrach adem atzma mitzvah mekabul schar yoyse. A person should matriach, should work himself to do a lot of mitzvahs in order to get reward. Even though usually we say a person amnas shloy amnas the kava pras, he's supposed to do mitzvahs, not amnas the kava pras. But we'll soon see. Koponim, if you observe this, make sure you start off this way. Mitoyach shloy lishma bolishma. The way you start off doing mitzvahs is you want to go do mitzvahs because you feel you get a lot of reward. That's the way you're supposed to start off. But our koponim, it's something good over here. So how come we're saying an amonah shevavis is mavli yoylam? So Mara says, what were the two cases here of Rabbi Yechanan? Yiras chet mebesula, to Rabbi Yechanan shoma lehi besula. Rabbi Yechanan heard the way a young girl, denoflo ape, she fell on her face. Ukomra, she said like this, Ribbono shel olam, barasa gan eden abrasa gehenim. You are Kodesh Baruch, you created gan eden for the tzaddikim and gehenim. Barasa tzaddikim abrasa rishoyim, you created tzaddikim for the gan eden. And the Rishonim are going to go to Gehenna. So this girl said, Yirotzem ufanecha, should be your will, shelo yichshelo bi b'nei yadam. That people should not be yichshel on me. This time she was a pretty girl, so she didn't want any boys, any men to look at her and to have a yichshel through her. So she davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. So Mashna B'yechon was despoiled, and he learned what it means to be Yirechet. That's called Yirechet. She was afraid that not only she should not do the Navera, but nobody else should come to do an Avera because of her. So you see, Rabbi Yechanan learned out something good from her.
So how come we learn now Mishnah, it says Isha Prusha, the Brisa says, means a girl that davens a lot. Prusha, that means to say she's like a phony. She looks as if she's a tzaddikah, she's davening a lot, but really she's doing bad things. That's Mavlu Yerlam, that's destroying the world. Because somebody that looks like that, then the pshat is that we can't tell her she's doing things wrong, because she appears like she's a big tzaddikah. But I call upon him, here you see from Rabbi Yechanan, the girl davened, and it was something good, he learned Yiras Chet from her. Another pshat is that Kibbul Schar Mi'amona. Rabbi Yechanan saw what it means, an Amona doing mitzvahs. The Almona, there was an Amona widow, Ta'avoyi Be'Kenishta Be'Shevusa. That she had a Beit HaKnesset, she had a shul, in her neighborhood, Be'Shevusa, where she was living. But still, Kol Yom every day, Havitz also Omatzla Be'Midrashad Rabbi Yechanan. She would come every day to daven in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Yechanan, which was far away. So Amalot, so Rabbi Yechanan said to her, Viti, like my daughter, Loi Beis HaKnesses B'Shevusecha, don't you have a shul in your vicinity? So how come you're coming here to me? How come you're coming so far? Omrulay, so she answered back to Rabbi Yechanan, Rebbe, for Loi Tzchap Siyos Yeshli, won't I receive reward for every step that I'm taking? So in other words, she wanted to go to a far Beis HaMedrash in order to receive reward. So you see, there are Amonis that are tzadekis. Alright, so some yet know b'chla what the kasher is. Before we only said an Amonah that goes around to a lot of people's houses. Here we're talking about Stamun Amonah. So I call one of the Gemara answers though. Ki komar, when do we say before that they're called Mavli Yoylam, that they're there, they're destroying the world, Kagoyin Yoychnei Basmativa. Like this girl, Yoychnei Basmativa. So Rashi says, Almona, she was an Almona, and Mechashef Hoysa, she was a witch. When it came a time for a lady to give birth, with a witchcraft, she would hold back that she can't give birth yet. Later, when she had a lot of tsar, then she would say, you know what, I'm going to go and daven for you. And then she went into the room and she did a kisha, she did a witchcraft, and she was able to give birth. So kitsa, she fooled us. She did kisha, and because of that, we looked as if she was a tzaddikus. So finally, it was Yidua, we found out what happened. So kids, that's what it means. It means people that are phonies, that they look to us as if they're davening a lot, but really behind the scene, they're doing bad things, or in our mind, they're doing bad things. So those people that look like a fool, that fool us, they're called Mavli Yoylam. They are people that destroy the world. Then the third case was, Mai Koton Shlekolo Loi Chadoshev. What does it mean, a young boy like a Koton, that didn't end his months. Pashto means he didn't live, it wasn't his mother's stomach for 9 months. So Marian says, Hochi, here what it means is, Tagima, Ze Talmud Chochem HaMavit Rav Yosef. A Talmud Chochem that like kicks at his Rebbe. He doesn't accept his Rebbe. So Rashi says, the Koran Le Kotin Shlekol Le Chadoshev, Ayidei Sheyomiv Miskatsim, because he's going to die young. Ramina Perakama De Chagiga. Somebody that's Mavit, like not nice to his Rebbe, he'll have a short life. So that's called the Kotin Shlekol Le Chadoshev. Rebbe Abba, and that's a person that's Mavli Yerlam, he destroys the world. Rebbe Abba Omar Ze Talmud Shlehegia Lahiro Omeira. Another thing that destroys the world is a Talmud that goes to become a Rav, a Paisik, and he's not really supposed to yet. Shlehegia Lahiro didn't come this time yet, like he didn't learn enough yet to be a Meira Hiro, and he goes to be a Paisik. To Yomer Abahu Omer Abhuna. Omer Rav, my dichsir was the Pasuk say Mishlei, ki rabim chalolim hipila. Like a lot of people were killed because of her desoina. V'yatsumim, and the ones that were strong, kol aragehu. What does that mean? Ki rabim chalolim hipila. A lot of people fell. Ze talmud chacham shaloi yigia lahiro umayra. A talmud chacham that's not fit yet, he's not old enough really to become a rav yet, to be a poisik, and he goes right now to be the poisik. That's no good. But the atzumim kol harugeho, that means just the opposite. Zeh talmud chacham shehegiyah l'ruah. It comes the time for him to be a paisik. But the einamar, he doesn't do it. That's also a bad thing. And the Gemara says, the yad kama, what's the right age? At what age?